This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study out today from the University of Michigan finds that a high rate of breast cancer survivors end up unemployed, and the specific kind of treatment people get may lower chances of keeping a job or finding a new job later, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
University of Michigan oncology professor Reshma Jagsi says the breast cancer survivors her team surveyed had about a 30% unemployment rate 4 years after diagnosis.
I don't think too many of us are surprised to hear that patients are likely to miss work or even stop working altogether while they're getting their chemotherapy treatment.
Jagsi says what was surprising is that for women who got chemo right at the beginning of their treatment, the long-term unemployment rate was even higher. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act does protect women who need time off for medical treatment, says Kathy Ruckelshaus at the National Employment Law Project.
So it basically covers mostly full-time workers, and she has to have been there for a year. She's entitled to 12 weeks of job-protected leave.
But the leave's unpaid, and after it runs out, it can be harder for a woman to keep her job if she can't keep up with a full-time schedule. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.